Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar HaRaviyah of Shari Tshuva famously writes, "Va'al Masha Amar Rabbi Senu Zal ki al Krisos u'Misos Bezden Tshuva v'Yom HaKippurim Tolen v'Yisurin Memarken." That for Averus Chamuros, in order to attain full kapara, so tshuva and Yom HaKippurim have to be supplemented by Yisurim. Yesh Shaila. V'halo kosuv mikol chatosechem lifnei Hashem t'tara. Doesn't the pasuk seem to assert that kaparas Yom HaKippurim is complete for kol chatosechem? V'hatshuva v'zeh, ki ma she'nema lifnei Hashem t'toru mitzvus esei al hatshuva. Lifnei Hashem t'toru, mikol chatosechem, lifnei Hashem t'toru is not a haftocha. It's an imperative. V'afa ki ma she'nema lifnei Hashem t'toru mitzvus esei al hatshuva. Shenachapes drachenu v'nachkora v'nashuva al Hashem b'yom HaKippur. There's a chiyuv tshuva on Yom HaKippur. V'af al pi shenischayavnu al zeh b'choles, there's a chiyuv tshuva all year long. Hachiyuv nosaf b'yom HaKippur. There's an additional obligation on Yom HaKippur. The Hatara Shebiodenu, he had tshuva v'tikun ha'maisim. The pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, when he says that there is a chiyuv nosaf b'Yom Kippurim, it is not merely that on Yom Kippurim there's a kefel ha'esin, and that all year long it's one essay, and on Yom Kippurim it's a double essay. But rather there would seem to be a fundamental difference in the Chi of Tshuva. The Chi of Tshuva all year is occasioned by Yediyas HaChet. If a person is aware of chet, oh hoda elav chatas or ashachata, a person is aware of chet, so that's mechayev him to do tshuva. On Yom HaKippur, the chiyuv nosaf is shenechapes drachenu v'nachkara, that a person should replay the events of the year and try to discover chatoim that until this point he's been unaware of. Ve'afal pishen ischay shenechapes drachenu v'nachkor v'nashuva el Hashem b'yom HaKippur. When a person has yediyas hachet, so he doesn't have to go searching and scrutinizing. How is that in the pasuk? Right, the pasuk says, "Mikol chatosechem lifnei Hashem titoru." What does Rabbeinu Yonah see there? That the zechiyav of nachbas adrachenu v'nachkora. Tahara, for our purposes, is characterized by the following two facts. Number one, whatever tuma d'oraisa a person has, there's no such thing as tahara l'chatzoyin. There's no such thing if a person is tamei meis that he becomes half tahor and he remains half tamei mes. There's no such thing if he's tamei sheretz that he dispels half the tuma, but half the tuma remains. Tuma and tara is all or nothing. Either the person is tamei or the person is tahor. There's no tahara lechatzon. Number one. Number two, Tuma and Tara is not a function of a person's knowledge. If unbeknownst to the person, he walked into an Olam Meis, he's Tuma. Objectively, he's Tuma Meis. He may, at the moment, be unaware of that fact, but he's Tuma Meis. Mikol chatosechem lifnei Hashem titoru, the chiyuv tshuva all year long, when there's yedias achet, a person is mechuyev to do tshuva. Tshuva can be focused. Tshuva can be compartmentalized. A person can be doing tshuva for one chet, and there may be another chet which remains outstanding that a person still has to do tshuva for. It doesn't invalidate the tshuva for this. But there's no half measures in terms of tahara. When the Torah formulates the chi of tshuva b'loshen tahara, not just b'loshen v'shavta, but b'loshen tahara, so that implies that it has to be entirely, and it also implies that the person has to do his best to uncover, to discover chatoin that he may have been unaware of until now. And that's how Rabbeinu Yonah, again, once he sees that the word titoru is an imperative, that's what indicates the difference between the chi of tshuva of Yom HaKippurim and the chi of tshuva of all year. But let's try to a little bit deep in our understanding. And let's maybe take a moshel. Let's say you have someone who's appropriately mindful of dressing neatly, respectably. So if he's aware of the fact that there's a stain, he'll rub it, he'll apply a little water to it, he'll do his best to remove the stain. If he knows that his tie is askew, if he notices that his tie is askew, he'll straighten it up. But even a person who's appropriately conscious of being dressed neatly, respectively, he's not going to run around every 5 minutes looking in the mirror, you know, did I just get a stain, you know, is my tie still straight? He's aware of a stain, so he attends to it. He's aware that he needs to tuck his shirt in, he tucks his shirt in. But let's say this same individual, he's going for a job interview. A job that's a really good job. He really wants it, really seems like a good fit. So then, it's not only that if he's aware of a stain, that he'll put some stain remover on it. No, then he's going to sort of proactively look, and he's going to check his suit very well. He's gonna fix his tie a couple times. Look in the mirror and fix his tie. Lifnei Hashem, Yom HaKippurim is a day of Lifnei Hashem. When a person is Lifnei Hashem, it's not enough to respond when there is Yediyas HaChet. Lifnei Hashem is mechayev a person to look, to see if there are chatoim of which he's unaware. Lifnei Hashem is mechayev a person to ascertain that he's doing his best to be in a state of tahara. And that yitachin is the difference, the sort of, in terms of mechayev, between the mitzvahs tshuva all year long and that of Yom Kippurim, that the mitzvahs tshuva all year long, the mechayev is yediyas hachet, chet yediyas hachet, and the mitzvahs tshuva on Yom Kippur, the mechayev is lifnei Hashem. But let's perhaps, you take a find, and the Braisa, towards the end of Masachas Yuma, Tanu Rabbanan mitzvahs vidui erev Yom HaKippurim im chashecha, aval omu chachamim yizvada kodim sheyocha v'yishta shemet itar v'daito v'suda, ואפל פי שהזוודו קודם שאוכל ושוסה, מזוודו לאחר שיוכל ויש בהשם העיר הדבר כלכלה בסעודה. ואפל פי שהזוודו ערביס, יזוודו שחריס, etc. So the Ran quotes a very beautiful and very compelling pshat from the Ramban. Ramban says, הוכי כאמה, מצווה זוידו של ערב יום הכיפורים doesn't mean in תפילס ערביס. Mitzvah zvidu shel erev Yom Kippurim shetzorach lehizvados kodem. A person is supposed to say vidui before Yom Kippurim, im chashecha, as the day is turning, as one stands on the cusp of Yom Kippurim. Shetzorach lehizvados kodem sheyikones layom b'tshuva. A person should enter Yom HaKippurim, already b'tshuva. Hu im chashecha somach leyom atzmo, kidei shelo yehei shuhus lachto ben havidui v'hayom. So yitachen that the Ramban, in one sense, Rabbi Yonah himself does not say this, but the Ramban is really takes the Rabbeinu Yonah and one step further. That not only is Lifnei Hashem mechayev in tshuva, but before the person enters Lifnei Hashem, that's already mechayev. Again, think to the Moshe. Right, it's not when the person's in the middle of the interview that he begins checking to make sure that his suit is clean and pressed. It's before he enters. Okay, that's one perspective on. Rabbeinu Yonah's chiyuv tshuva on Yom Kippurim, the mechayiv is lifnei Hashem. But let's perhaps explore a second, not so much alternative, but complementary perspective. Rambam writes here in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Yom Kippurim huzman tshuva lakol liyachid ulerabim, V'hu keitz mechila uslicha liYisrael, l'ficha chayoven akol lasos tshuva ulehisvados b'yom HaKippurim. So what does the Rambam mean that Yom HaKippurim huzman tshuva lakol? I mean, clearly he doesn't just mean that it's one of the asaros yimei tshuva, because he's singling out Yom Kippurim. Above and beyond the previous 9 days, Yom Kippurim is his man tshuva. And that musag, that mitzias of Yom Kippurim being a zman tshuva is what triggers the chiyuv to do tshuva. So what does he mean that it's a zman tshuva? So yitachen as follows. We pass him like the chachamim that Yom Kippurim is mechapel l'shavim. It's an interesting lashon that we find in Chazal when we talk about Kaparas Yom Kippurim. We find in Chazal that Rambam preserves it as well. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Atzmo, or sometimes we have Itzumo, Atzmo Shel Yom Kippurim Mechaper L'Shavim. Yom Kippurim itself is the source of kapara. Atzma shel Yom Kippur mechapel l'shavim. I think that the Rav Zalman Baruch said that the pshat in the pasuk ki b'ayom hazeh yechaper aleichem is that the beis doesn't translate as on. It's not on this day he will atone, he will grant you atonement. It's rather through the instrument of this day, right? B'charbi u'b'kashti. Sometimes the beis has the sense of the instrument that's being used. Asher lakachti miyad ha'amori b'charbi u'v'kashti. Ki v'yom hazeh doesn't mean on this day, through this day. The day is the mechanism for kapara. The kedushas hayom of Yom Kippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed the kedushas hayom with this potency, that it's mechaper. The Rav tells the story. Some had a minig to be makpid to finish Ne'ilah before Shkia. Right? We obviously don't do that. So he tells the story that he was outside with his father, and they saw the sun setting on Yom Kippurim. And that his father said to him, this Shkia is different than Shkia every other day of the year. This Shkia is Mechaper. Ki v'yom hazeh, through the instrument of this day, the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippurim is Mechaperis. But we paskin like the Chachamim, it's mechaperes l'shavim. So now it's like this. The pasuk ki vayom hazeh, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, l'chora seems to be backwards. The pasuk ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem metahar eschem, that's talking about the kapara HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants. Mikol chatosech and lifnei Hashem titaru talks about our chiyuv to do tshuva. So hayos that Yom Kippurim is only mechaper l'shavim, the pasuk should have said sequentially, mikol chatosech and lifnei Hashem titaru ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem metahar eschem. Why is the sequence as it is? So yitochein. The pshat is as follows. What is the Rambam saying? Yom Kippurim hu zman tshuva l'kol. How does Rambam know it? Because the Kedushas Hayom is a Kedushas Hayom which is mechapel l'shavim. The day is a day of kapara for shavim. So it means the very Kedushas Hayom, it's a zman of tshuva. That's in the Kedushas Hayom. And the fact that that's the Kedushas Hayom is mechayev to do tshuva. The Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is the Kedushas Hayom of Malchios. There's a mitzvah, Im Lufanai Malchios. The Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippurim is the Kedushas Hayom of Tshuva Vekapara. It's a Zman Tshuva. And Memela, that's what's Machayiv to do Tshuva. And that Yitachin is the Pshat and the Pasuk going to Rabbeinu Yonah. Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. You want to know what Asiri B'Tishrei is, what the Kedushas Hayom is. The Kedushas Hayom is the Kedushas Hayom of Tshuva V'Kapora. Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem Netar Eschem. And that fact, that underlying Kedushas Hayom, is what's Mechayev you, Mikol Chatosechem, Lifnei Hashem Tetoru. So, perspective number one, the Mechayev of Rabbeinu Yonah's special, additional mitzvahs, tshuva, and Yom HaKippurim, is Lifnei Hashem. Mechayev number two, is the Kedushas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim, because it's a Kedushas Hayom which is Mechapel HaShovim, so it means that the day is a day which is Azman Tshuva V'Kapara. Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, it's Azman Tshuva V'Kapara. Yom HaKippurim Hu Zman Tshuva L'Kol L'Yachid L'Rabim. Right, the kapara is given to yechidim b'taros yechidim. It's given to the rabbim b'taros rabbim. Sar hamishalech lefehu shud kapara l'chol Yisrael. The kedushas hayom is the kedushas hayom of tshuva v'kapara lefichach memela. That's what's mechayiv in the tshuva. You know, understandably, whether on whether physically or whether religiously, sometimes we're afraid of Yom Kippur. Physically, it's a demanding day. It's a long, enervating tonus. So it's a formidable challenge just physically. The awareness that it's the Zman of Chasima is also something that instills yirav afachad. But that's not supposed to eclipse the recognition and appreciation of the incredible beauty and opportunity of the day. It's a day that a person spends lifnei Hashem. We're elevated. We all live on a different plane. A-I-N. On Yom HaKippurim than ordinarily. It's a day of tremendous sacred beauty and also such a tremendous day of opportunity. And the appropriate Yerav HaFachad needs to be blended with an appreciation of and even an enjoyment of spending the day Lifnei Hashem. Good job.